Hi, my name's Scott Anderson. You've reached my podcast. Thank you very much for listening. Today, a communications question. First of all, you know, I know that there are three forms where people communicate frequently. Hopefully there's not a fourth, but there could be. I guess there is a fourth, but it's slightly different. The first three forms that we all know about, right, are people and how they communicate in a group. The next one is people and how they communicate one-on-one. And the last one is, you know, people and how they communicate on the internet. People hide on the internet, I'll be honest with you. They're willing to do things on the internet they would never do in person. I remember in high school, you know, kind of the old rule, be careful who you say what to, because that person may be bigger than you. And you may get popped for it. So, you know, as we look at and consider and evaluate and wander the reality of the world we live in, you know, it's very important that we really don't, you know, communicate one-on-one and in a group, that it's a bad way. But on the internet, people just seem to be able to do whatever they want to do. And in particular, when they devolve a conversation into name-calling. The concept of civil discourse is one that's been around for hundreds of years. It's part of what is often called the Socratic method, to ask questions and try to figure out, you know, at what point does this thought of the other person, you know, does it have merit, does it have value, but also is it even possible, feasible, conceivable, all of the aboles, which are not something that most people think about, but it kind of critical, right? So we have to think about this concept of, you know, is what this person's saying credible? And when somebody is no longer credible, then you start asking for sources, right? You start saying, okay, you're not credible. I'm really not feeling comfortable with what you're saying. So give me a source. Show me a valid source. And if the person at that point resorts to giving you a quasi-valid source and then starts calling names, then in realistic reality, and I don't know, I guess reality is realistic, isn't it? In the pantheon of what's going on around you, the reality is if somebody calls you a name because they don't have any valid information sources for their information, then at that point, they're actually showing you that their argument was baseless in the beginning. They don't have anything to back it up. And look, the reality is that's not civil discourse. When you resort to calling someone a name, that's not civil discourse. Civil discourse is the discussion and argument and the rationalization of two different thinking processes. And it doesn't matter who you talk to, and it doesn't matter how often you talk to that person, they still have a different thinking process than you do. It's the normal reality of humanity. We all have a different thinking process. We all think slightly differently than the person next to us. It's the reality of individuality, right? It's the reality of where we live. And so, you know, based on that, literally anybody can say anything to anybody at any time. And as long as they don't resort to calling names, then it's civil discourse. The other thing, of course, that is really important to remember in considering how people interact with other people, right? Going back to those three, and then there really is a fourth, but the fourth is when you converse with yourself. But when you converse with yourself, the intent of the conversation is different. For example, this podcast is me conversing with myself. So it is a different conversation. Although my intent is to converse with you, the listener, the reality is I'm conversing with myself initially. That is the fourth form of that style of communication. But as we think about communication, it's really important to know that communication has to be civil discourse. And the reason it has to be civil discourse is that people get angry. And when people get angry, they lash out. And when they lash out, it becomes a less tenable situation for both sides. So as we think about this concept of communication, and we think about this reality of how people communicate, it's really important that we think about the other side. I'll end today with one of my all-time favorite phrases, which comes from Reddit, which is, remember the human. No matter what, no matter when, no matter where, if you're talking to somebody else one-on-one, talking to a group of people, or talking to someone on the internet, there's still a human being there. Even if it's a human being created AI, right? Not that AI is real or AI is anything or artificial, but the reality is, you know, even if it appears to not be a human, treat it as a human, right? Remember the human. Don't call names. Don't belittle the other person and therefore destroy your own argument. My name is Scott Anderson, and you've reached my podcast.